up afterwards and he thanked him.
When you saw our Gurukul students perform, also some tears came in you.
Automatically.
But was that more favorable than seeing the professional artists?
Yes,
or?
Professional sadhana also. उनका परिमार्जित होता है इनों का भी रफ है I started Nasuyan Khalu Krishnaya Mohitastasya Maya Manyamana Swapra Parsasthana Swan San Dharan Bajaukasa. Jee Goswami Mool means
root.
Pradhan argument is that in this slok it appears that all the gopis were knowing that their wives are with them. And this occurred due to Yogamaya of Krishna. So they did not have any
jealousy
or anything. You both have I will have to do so. So they have no jealousy. His root argument is that they have no jealousy to Krishna due to Yogamaya or Maya. He is telling first thing that Krishna is Sarve Sareshwar and he is powerful. So what he does, he can do. No offense, no allegation, no dosh.
Fault.
But Gopil will have to bear this fault. Then he argues that they have also no fault, but they have nothing, they have done nothing against Varnashram or anything, because they were the wives of Krishna and Yogamaya, their Swarup Shakti or the Kaya Vibhav of Swarup Shakti. Manifested self. Actually, this was fault for their namely husbands, Brajavasi, that falsely made up their minds that these are my wives. But Jiva Goswami tells that they had not knew the real gopis, their wives, as their wives. By Yoga Maya, they have only known the shadow of the gopis which were there. And this was also false, because they were false, so their relation is also false.
Some of the husbands themselves are also shadow, their shadow.
But he is not telling about this. What he is telling? Yes. But really, they are also shadow. By Yoga Maya. For testing of this Parakiya Bhava. Because Krishna had so the meeting of gopis and Krishna was a nirabaddha sanjujan, very pure,
completely
pure, like anything pure. Here if the husbands, Brajavasis, are supposing the gopis that they are my wives, it is not true. No. Mohita tasya mayaya, he expresses on this. Mohita tasya mayaya, if anyone is covered with Maya, he will have more regard to Krishna. If they are not covered with Maya, we are all covered with Maya, so we have forgotten Krishna. No? Try to understand this fact. If anyone covered with Maya, then he forgets Krishna. Why he has told like so, that Mohita Sasya Maya Manyamana So Parsthana Swan Swan Dara Bhajau Kasa. If anyone is Mohita, you know,
bewildered
by Maya, he will forget Krishna. He has no anurag. And those who are uncovered with Maya, not Mohita, then they will have really anurag to Krishna. So why they covered with Maya, they Mohita in this slok, why it has been told? Hindi mein samjho. Ek aadmi maya ke dwara mohit ho jayega, to mohit hone se to bhagwan ka bahirmukh ho gaya, तो वो तो भगवान को भूल जाएगा और भगवान की अवज्ञा करेगा, भगवान की वह अवज्ञा करेगा. He will be like Kans. But here he has told that they nasuyan, they are no jealousy. It means they were not mohit by Maya. Anyhow, he is not, because if he will tell, then he will tab wo, he will be bound to say that they are parakiya. That is why he is not touching this point.
Very tactfully far he will tell.
Very tactfully he is telling. Maya mohit hona ka lakshan hai. The symptom of Maya mohit is to do dvesh with Krishna. So why he has told here that they were mukta by Maya, but they had no jealousy to Krishna. They should have jealousy. It means they are swakiya bhav to Krishna. That is why they have no jealousy. But if there is a shloka that Varjamana Pativhi, their husband told that don't go. Why they told? If they had no jealousy to Krishna, why they told? Whether they knew that Krishna has attracted them and they have gone to Krishna to dance and to do ras, whether they knew or not. If they did not knew that they have gone, my wife, our wives have gone to Krishna, if they knew, then it will be two cases. They will have to jealousy against Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna is so much dear and near to them, then they will think that Krishna is so near and dear to me. But why in night my wives are going there? Some jealousy abhas will be there. Because in night Krishna should not awake, he should take rest. But they are playing. They will not think that anything bad they are doing. They are playing. But
how can they think that
way?
How can they think that way?
Kyo nahi?
Because their wives are grown, Krishna is grown.
Because it has written in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Brajavasi all thought Krishna that he is my Atma, he is my near dear, and he is everyone. Because it has been told. So Krishna is very near and dear. But any near dear, father and mother also gives a clap to her. Why? No? Because for their benefit, boys' benefit, sons. Likewise, they are thinking that in night it is not good to play or to wake. So, they have no jealousy Krishna, because they know that Krishna is so good boy. If we take for argument this point, he is telling. So, but there should be certainly not jealousy, but it will be jealousy abhas. But here he is telling that no, nothing, no abhas at all. So how to
reconcile?
He is telling that mohitas tasya maya will have to discover who is mohita, How is Mohita? That no jealousy with Krishna. Here he discovers a point that yoga maya mupasthita. First slok in
29.
In Aras, Krishna is no karta, gopis are no karta. Rasasthali, Ras is harsal karta. Understand karta?
Yeah.
Karta means?
Doer.
Doer. Ras is doer. Ras makes Krishna and gopis dance. Ras makes them to do kirtan, song, and to do everything. As Ras makes them, they nritya and they do everything. Like Kathputali. Kathputali?
Puppets.
Puppets. As anyone does, they do all things. So Ras here is Karta. Krishna is not Karta.
Krishna and Gopi just like puppets.
So, here Mohita, mane Yoga Maya, Mohita, not Krishna. Krishna called gopis on his float, obeying Ras. All gopis went. Who went there? All the Prayasi, Swakiya, Gopi went. And Yogamaya skillfully covered the minds of those gopis. Gopis were not there, only shadow were there. But they were thinking, our wives are with me on bed. They were not on bed. But by Mohita, they were thinking like so. This is called Mohita. And thinking that they were their wives. Actually no wives, and they were not on the bed. But they were thinking that they are in my side by side. This is Mohita Mandi. So he is telling Ya Bharjamana Pati Bhi. If they are thinking that my wives are with me by side by, then why they
obstructed
them, their root wives? Contradiction. If all the wives are here, why to? To whom? He is telling that the shadow wives, they were telling them, why you are going? Why you are going? You should not go in night. If you want to see Krishna, in daytime you can go. And then they saw that their wives were there. They thought that they had obeyed me and they are there. Not to them.
They have already gone.
So, there is no question of Asuya to them.
Nitya-siddha.
This is the work of Yoga Maya. So these all gopis who went to Ras, all Swakiya, and to shadows which they thought that they are my wives, this is Mohita. So it is the really they were Swakiya. And also here. How it? No. There are so many puns more. Why? Krishna, their husbands did not know all these things. That Krishna has especially called their wives, Krishna wives. Why Krishna played on the flute and told their name by cling? They all understood that Krishna is calling them. But the swar of bansi,
sound of the flute,
didn't went in the ears of anyone else besides them. If it was so, then Nanda Baba Yashoda could have run first. That my voice is in the
nighttime in the forest.
Forest? Why he is in forest? They will have caught some seer. So they will also go. Also, all the mothers, all the creatures, everyone has gone there.
Cows would go also. Cows
also. Everyone. So it seems that their husbands are not knowing. They were knowing that only that or my wives are with me and no one else besides Krishna Swakiya went there, all Swakiya. How it was done? For reference is giving a example. Once Ram was not in his kutiya,
cottage.
Yes. He, Ravan ki bahan, Surpanakha, came. No. Surpanakha went to Raman and told that my nose and ears have been cut by Ram. He has a very beautiful
wife.
I have gone only to take her for making her your wife. But Ram and Lakshman both snapped our nose and this. And he was crying, "You should die at once." Then Raman made some plan, marriage as a deer, golden deer, and he took Ram, also Lakshman. In the meantime, alone came Raman. He was so powerful, knowing so many Maya. Maya, you know? Maya.
Illusion.
And he went round the cottage of Ram, saw that there is none, only Sita. He called Sita, but Sita was there, not coming out. Here tells Gargacharya in Padma Puran or any prayer, or it has been written in Kurma Puran also, this story, that anyone cannot do any evil to chaste lady. What to do about Sita Devi, the wife of himself, Ram? So, at that time, Sita was fearing and he prayed to God, demigod, fire. fire at once listened her
prayer.
And he took Sita in him and made also a shadow of Sita there, which Ram took and take it to Lanka.
Rama.
And after Lanka Vijay, Ram called that Sita and told that I will not
take it.
What you want to do, you can do. At that time, Ram asked very
skillfully,
wanted to give that Chaya Sita in
fire
and far from fire.
Bring the real Sita.
And this fact was not known to Lakshman also, but to anyone else. Skillfully, he told that I will not take you. You should do what you want to do. She told to Lakshman that make a Sita for me. Fire for me.
Funeral fire.
And funeral fire for me. And I will leave my body there. He was so sad, but yet he carried the order, made a funeral fire, and Sita went on that burning fire. After that, Agnidev came and told Ram, Sita is pure, and you should take from hand. He gave it to Ramchandra. Took it skillfully. All saw these things and they became so astonished. So here fire is Karta. He is taking real Sita in him and said and produced another
shadow
Maya Sita. And he माने वंचना कर दिया रावण को,
चीटेड
रावण, also all, so here Jogmaya is Karta, he cheated them, their husbands, not husband, they are only thinking that they are my wife, to whom, not to Sakyas. This shadow, this thought. So skillfully Jogmaya to serve Krishna and to make test them, Raso Vaisaha, she skillfully did everything. Mohitatasya Mayaya. But for real, they were Sakya, no relation with them, their husbands and anyone. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling I will finish this issue. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, touching know all these points.
No,
he had nothing to do. All the Krishna and all Gop Badhu. He is telling Gop Badhu directly, not Krishna Badhu. Gop Badhu all. Krishna played with them for a Brahma Ratri. But yet, the husbands of Gopis thought that my wives are sleeping with us on a bit. So they did not have any this jealousy or hatred. Their Sasru, means Sasur,
father-in-law,
brothers, Also, have any allegation, have no allegation to their what? Daughters. Daughters and
daughter-in-law.
Daughter?
In-law.
In-law.
Putra.
Because they were all क्या जो उमायत के प्रभाव से मोहित हो गया छिले
they all bewildered by जोग माया
their जोग माया तस्य माया माया शब्द है जोग माया but not बहिरंगा माया understand because जोग माया cannot do anything Mahamaya cannot do anything with Bhagavat Parivar. Bhagavat Parivar means related to Krishna. So there is no power of Bahiranga Maya here. Because if Bahiranga Maya, then they will be Krishna Bimukh. कनेक्ट उन्मुख किंतु गोपगणे तादृश भगवत वैमुख्य कोनो लक्षण बट गोप गोप नौका गोप हैड नथिंग नो एलिगेशन विथ कृष्ण So they are not Bhagavad Vaimukhya. They always treated Krishna as their Atma, as their friends, as their sons, as their anything near and dear. So they had no allegation to Krishna or their wives or sisters or anything. How Yogamaya? Did mukt mohita kya angrezi kya
how
yogamaya
bewildered them how did yogamaya bewildered
them when gopis used to go to abhisar with krishna abhisar you know abhisar with krishna to meet krishna Yogamaya created shadow of the gopis and he bewildered the gopis and that is why they thought that our wives are with me So there no anger, nothing jealousy to Krishna or their wives. Because in Ujjal Nilmani, Rupa Goswami has told like so, gopis were more chaste than Lakshmi. They have no relation with the gopis, but yet for Yogamaya, they also thought that they are my husbands, and gopis also thought that they are my wives. Why? Because Yogamaya is Trisatya. Trisatya, you know. What he does is real. Yogamaya is
always doing future, present and past.
No.
Sri Satya, not Sri Kalagya.
Sri Satya.
Sri Kalagya and everything.
Also,
she is real. And what she creates is real. What she makes anything, so real. So this Abhiman is real also. Not irrelevant. Contradicted to Jiva Goswami, he is telling. Yogamaya is Satya, like Krishna is Satya. So what Krishna does any sankalpa, it is real. So Yogamaya is Satya, and his sankalpa are Satya, and what she does is Satya.
But then there will be two identical gopis to each person. Each person will have a shadow that's real. There won't be a shadow, it'll be real.
Shadow is shadow, he has made shadow, so they cannot be real.
He made shadow, not real one.
He's telling that they were shadow.
He says so. Otherwise,
real is real, shadow is shadow.
So this shadow was created by you.
Our shadow is also real.
It's real, but it's a shadow.
But shadow. So they are shadow, not real. So, Yogamaya has done all these things. She has created this Abhiman. Whether it is real or not, she has created. Abhiman is real. So, Abhiman of gopis and Abhiman of all the gopis are real. No illusory. Jiva Goswami is telling illusory. But they have no, whether real or unreal, they have no bodily
relation
with gopis. Only Abhiman.
Even the shadow.
Because it is written that the real were also in their homes and they were cooking, they were serving, these reals were there. And when they have gone to Avisar, then Yogamaya has discovered these shadows. Not all time. When gopis were playing with Krishna in the night, whole night, the real were with Krishna, and unreal were with their husband. And when real return, Yogamaya
take out them.
So Abhiman was real, doing everything, but no bodily relation at all. Why it became? To make them parkiya bhav. And parkiya bhav is real because it has been invented by Yogamaya. This is the point. Nothing illusory in this. Gaur pramanam deh giriraj dharane ki
jai,
tamal kunja ki
jai.
I have one question.
Ab aap log jai. You should all go. घरेलू व्यापार
जाओ. नहीं तो नहीं जाएगी, क्या करेगी, मरेगी.
अब नो हरी कथा. देन वी विल परहैप्स टेक टू डेज, और इफ यू से इन समरी आई विल फिनिश टुमारो. Do you like to finish tomorrow?
I think so, because otherwise the edit will be difficult. So we should have 4 hours. Because Sunday is not good for you.
Yes.
And
so many men can't come.
And Monday will be difficult because we are leaving Monday evening. So if we finish in one day.
You should come at punctually 10:30.
Alright.
Or before that.
You
no, 10:30
is 10:30. And you'll do 38?
Huh?
When you said summary of...
Summary like today. But I will try to speak more on plastic.
39.
This will December Jubilee.
Okay.
This is so important.
Okay.
And if it will be not finished, then On Sunday also you should come for 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
I've heard that there are two types of Guru Seva, Prasanga Rupa and Paricharya Rupa. So I would like very brief explanation of both. And which
you
is
should,
better?
You should tell. Or he should explain. One prasanga, Paricharya Rupa, Sangha Rupa. Sangha Rupa means this is Sangha Rupa. Paricharya Rupa means when you do pranam, anyone soak, make snan, bathing, and doing everything like you have served your Gurudev. Tamal Krishna and Jirat Swami have served their holy master by Sangha and by Paricharya both.
Now in comparison, which is better?
Which is better? Both are better on their qualifications. On spot. On stage.
Can you say explain that point? Both have their own merit.
A Sangha. Sangha means Harikatha and all things. And also by carrying orders, go and preach and all these things. It comes in Sangha. This is also very necessary. Also Paricharya, when he is doing Paricharya. But I think Sangha is more valuable. By this Sangha, Paricharya also be what? Be Sambhavai. Without Sangha, Paricharya cannot be Sambhavai.
Not pure.
Not pure.
No, with
affection and love. So, Sangha is more.
At first, Prasanga is very essential.
For a Sangha, association. If the seva devotee has become Vishambha, adopted, then Paricharya will also
higher.
He is doing so and asking Sangha and he is replying and his everything is gone. But if only Paricharya is there, no Sangha, then they can leave this Paricharya also after some time. But if the Sangha is there, never it will. I think so. It has not written, I have told my from my conscience. But I'll have to take. I had told you before that tell that your company there in Mayapur, if any argument comes, I have told that if they will reject me, then I will give sannyas and give the
gun.
As only for joking. Whether they are rejecting me or not rejecting, I will serve you. I have told them. So I will not do anything. Anything wrong, I cannot remember, cannot think. Love anyone, or I pyar karta hun,
love.
Then if anyone loves, then you have also love with him.
Don't forget it. If I love anyone, he has no relation with you. But you know that his Kripa Patra of Narayan Maharaj, you should also have mercy upon him. No?
Yeah,